This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, a lot of incredible things are happening. I can officially tell you the New World Order corporate world government program is falling. Humanity has awakened to the fact that our nations are run by these multinational corporations. They have a very sinister agenda of depopulation and planetary control in place. I'll be breaking it all down the other side with Dr. Nick Begich in studio. But first, a critical report, ladies and gentlemen, dealing with the Clinton body count, because Trump's getting ready to declassify a lot of documents on this.
Popular term Clinton body count has been described as a list of Clinton associates who met their untimely death, some by orders from the Clintons themselves. Google has altered its search algorithm to prevent searches for Clinton body count from auto-completing. Just recently, the Twitter account @Robbie12692 released a thread called The Clinton Body Count. The following are just some of the names on that list. We see the popularity of the Clinton brand being shunned by most Americans. Is this the final curtain call for the Clintons and their criminal cabal? The first major Clinton scandal was in the late 80s. Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. There were allegations of a CIA-run operation out of MENA Regional Airport, where guns were allegedly being exported to Nicaraguan Contras, and cocaine was being imported to fund the operation. Strangely enough, several key witnesses involved in this investigation were murdered before giving their testimony, and several investigators were also murdered. Next came the Whitewater scandal, and oddly enough, several more witnesses and investigators mysteriously died. Most were declared to be suicides. Vincent Foster was shot in the mouth and in the back of the neck with two different calibers, and it was ruled a suicide. And did you know that during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, two of Bill Clinton's female interns were murdered? Coincidence, maybe. Throughout the years, several journalists investigating the Clintons were killed, committed suicide, or mysteriously died. And after President Trump called for an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, strangely enough, several close associates, whistleblowers, and investigators also killed themselves. The Palladino's house exploded, and Laura Prajotko fell 27 stories down a trash chute. Is it all coincidence? Are the Clintons cursed? Or are they criminals? After 2 years of investigation, nothing criminal has been discovered about President Donald Trump. What about the Clintons and their associates? Quite arguably, the majority of Americans elected President Trump to investigate the Clinton and other suspected deep state criminals. The crowds of Americans chanting, "Lock her up," are not racist Nazis. No, they are simply tired of a lifetime of voting for the lesser of two evils. And many believe that if the Trump presidency reaches its end without bringing justice to the deep state, then it will be a total failure. Nothing will have changed. So let us come together as Americans and seek justice for our children. For only the truth shall set us free. President Trump asks, "Can Americans handle what I am about to release?" We can, and we must. This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Stay in the earth.
You got it.
I will stay in the earth now.
You got it.
Well, one of the longest guests I've had on over the years, for a long period of time, he's been a guest, one of my favorite people, Nick Begas, in the studio with us. He's here in Austin for a few days. He's going to be sitting in with me tomorrow and throughout the week, co-hosting with us some. And he's really the guy that got people to look at the shadow government, to look at the technocracy, which the EU now calls themselves, Davos now calls themselves, and to study kind of the mad scientists in what they're building. And so for the next three segments after this one, I want to focus on that and really who runs it, what their end game is. But just right now, the state of the world, again, earthpulse.com is your great website, and I'm not going to get into the whole background. Your dad's a famous congressman, whistleblower, your brother, U.S. senator. We've also got all your best-selling books. We sell your DVDs at InfoWarsStore.com. But you obviously are a scientist and researcher and world-renowned for exposing HARP and so many other things. And now MK Ultra's been more declassified right this week. We've got the guy that got declassified on tomorrow. We're going to look at the end game next segment, but the time we have in this short segment, big, giant, blue armored vehicles with foreign troops in Paris suppressing their own population. Global carbon taxes, open announcements of human-animal chimera clones, open announcements of Google and other big tech companies working with China to suppress their people, and now here. All of this world government, all of it, it's this weird paradox now where it's not that we're passé, we've been proven right, and so now that we've been proven right, we've got to be suppressed. There was a certain, I think, arrogance the last few decades by the establishment, by the technocracy, thinking, oh, no one's listening. But now that they do know that they're in trouble, and nationalism and populism and a pro-human future movement's growing, that there is a move now to kind of accelerate and block us. So what would you, A, do you agree, B, do you disagree, but what would you call this period of time we're in right now?
They're totally accurate. I mean, in terms of your assessment of the current situation and as I see it and how it's developed over the years, it is the technical aspects of our society. And if you think about governments, what makes governments powerful in the 21st century? It is technology. That is the essence of it. And so within a democratic republic, and it's been sort of my mission the last 25 years that we've been working together, is to educate people on the technologies that shape what our republic is going to look like now and in the future. And so 25 years of warning, and now what we see is a matrix, really.
Exactly what you warned of.
Exactly.
Which is not, we're not like, oh, great, we were right. It's like, oh, my God, we'll be right about the next phase. We're really screwed.
Well, I'm kind of a little bit of a contrarian in terms of how this is going.
No, I agree. I think things are about to boomerang.
I think so, too. And people react to trauma, okay? And we are in a traumatic phase in our history. And I think everybody would agree. And it's not just in the U.S., but I travel a lot around the world. I see exactly the same overlays by the same corporate banking elite community, but they change just a little bit. So the Europeans get their little dose. Latin Americans get a different dose, and Americans and Canadians, we get a different dose. And it's culturally corrected. So it fits in and kind of comes in under the door. And that's exactly the way it's happened. Little bite at a time.
And you can see it's globally coordinated.
Absolutely coordinated. And that's where really jumps out when you travel. Because you hear the same buzzwords, the same key phrases, the same push. And then you see where the delays are. Like in Latin America, the delay on the current generation. There's still courtesy. There's still people talking to each other. There's still kindness. As a general way of being when I'm in far Latin America, Ecuador, Peru, these areas. When you look at what's changed.
No, you're right. They're removing the humanity from our children. And even if we know what's going on, we can't even save them.
No, I mean, I fight with it all the time. I mean, we deal with our children. And, I mean, I have still an 11-year at home. And just trying to overcome the school district programming with my own family programming, if you will, you know, my value system and how I see the world. And it's becoming increasingly more difficult. Media used to be about informing. I mean, when you think about what this program is about, what InfoWars is about, it's about informing the public so we can make decisions within a democratic republic that lead to a better way. What we see in government and what we see in education now is a way of complying, fitting in, not raising your head, don't stand up, don't speak out. These are the things that political speech has begun to frame with our children.
It's classic 1984. I mean, they're
absolutely.
Going with, like, it's an instruction manual.
Right. And it's just change the words, change the phrases, and basically, you know, make BS into fertilizer. You know, and this is really it. And as I look at sort of the shaping of what's going on in Europe right now, the backlash, and the French are notorious, of course, for you know, the beginnings of democracy, if you really will, going back, you know, back to when it was all about eating cake and they dumped the king and created a republic. You know, the same is possible again. And I think that's what we're seeing. If you think about spontaneous.
I was about to say, you think the French are totally broke back and serving the globalists, but that's where they push the hardest and that's where the explosion happens, right where the globalists didn't think it would.
Right. And this is where you put this much pressure on people and you try and suppress people in this way. Eventually it breaks out. And that is what we're beginning to see. People are fed up, tired of it.
And you've been continually predicting that.
Absolutely. And I think the other side of it is, As people come through the trauma of it, they will reclaim the power of who we are as human beings, begin to express ourselves as we were intended, as we were created to be, to shape the world, to frame the world, not to be pushed along, molded, and herded through the earth. We're here as sovereign, individual, co-custodians of a planet with an objective to change the world, to push back on the elites, to push back on globalism, and recognize nationalism not just as a theme for the United States, but a theme that's being echoed around the world. Because nationalism is about local, regional values being expressed within our cultures and society.
It's about humanity.
And it is about humanity. The diversity of who we are.
And notice the controlled corporate left, because I would call you a classical liberal like I am, the so-called leftist, though, would say, oh, get rid of that. No, real diversity is the different communities.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, when I go to another country, I conform with those social norms because I'm their guest. I mean, that's how I view it. And I travel a lot. And I mean, you know, when you go to certain parts of the world, there are certain things you don't do. There are certain things that you do. And it's a matter of respect. I mean, in France, a woman can walk topless on a beach and no one will blink. Try that in Saudi Arabia and see what happens to you, right? I mean, but these are value systems that cultures accept in one place and another. But how we react to each other, you know, I don't say we have to accept what everybody does, but when we
sure,
go somewhere,
all I mean to realize there's a big corporate program that doesn't want women to be women, men to be men,
right,
that is threatened by normal human biological instinct and drive. It's trying to cut us off from our source.
Yeah, that's very true. In fact, if you go back to sort of the biological side of that for just a minute to switch over to the science side, there are full estrogens all through our environment now. And there's about 1,000 of these that are compounds created and introduced to our environment annually. And these create a feminizing of species. And you see it in the northern regions. The reason you see it in the northern regions and the southern regions where the food chain is the shortest. You know, you go from what's coming out of the air into your lichens eaten by, in our part of the world in the north, reindeer and caribou, and then quickly adopted into human diets. And so you see in the northern countries higher rates of sterilization, feminization of boys in terms of physiologically changing because we have more estrogen in us. From all
I was reading studies like European genitals, especially in the north, are about a third the size they were 50 years ago.
And this
sperm
all,
counts are gone. I mean, this is happening. This is
happening now.
Death.
And this came out of a work that was culminated in a book called Our Stolen Future. And it was written by a group of MIT scientists and others looking at this a number of years ago. And we lectured together actually in the European.
Let's talk about that. So instead of looking at you and top scientists, Our Stolen Future, and all the admissions, just have me say they're making the frogs gay as a side note and make it all a big joke. Even though it's all the total holocaust of our species, giving women breast cancer, sterilizing men, but it's all funny.
This is real, and this is actually happening. And when I talk about it being addressed, it was addressed almost 15 years ago in Europe as an issue. And here we are all these years later, periodically reading the news reports about amphibians, which is where it shows up in the, as you mentioned, frogs, and it does. But also mutations, creating genetic mutation as well. And you see that in the amphibian species first, because, again, they're close to the bottom of the food chain and they're working their way up. But remember, other creatures eat those. We eat those creatures, and eventually it's in us. And this is, again...
Well, let's talk about, without a Nick Begich, what is the globalist endgame? And who are the globalists? How do we stop them? Stay with us. This is the broadcast they don't want you to hear.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
There's an infinity of things I want to talk about with Dr. Nick Baggage, the leading individual over the 26-7 years he's been active. I've been active about 23, literally charting what the globalists were doing, what was coming, but also predicting a global resistance to it that you predicted would start arising around 2016.
Right.
And so I want to give you the floor in this segment because you're bringing up Trump. You can't believe he's still breathing. You know, obviously you don't like to talk about it, but your dad was obviously blown up in a plane and killed. A congressman was exposing a lot of this. I mean, you've got the inside knowledge, but also the scientific research on what we're dealing with. But a lot of people say that who runs it? Who are they? What's the end game? Who's the controlling group? We'll talk about that next segment, but just getting into all the, because there's so many points to talk about. Yeah, people are waking up, but at the same time, we're so far down the line with this anti-human agenda.
Well, number one, it doesn't take very many. I mean, if you think back on the American Revolution, some say it was 2, some say it was 6% of the American population thought it was a good idea. We're in the new revolution. This is a new revolution, not just an American Revolution, it's a human revolution. It's a change. It's an opportunity. Trauma causes people to reconsider the base of our values. In that reconsideration, I believe it is going on now. And I think when I go back, the predictions weren't based on some esoteric weirdness. They were based on the facts, the documents, the things that we had pulled. Over 1,200 records we used in the books that I published, and over 100,000 were...
You can look at the trajectory of what the technocracy wanted.
Absolutely, and it was absolutely clear. And if you look at it, the stuff that would have been highly resisted in this part of the world was able to be implemented in other parts of the world. Think of the China social scoring, which we've talked about on the program before, or India.
So wherever it works, say like a Lego set or a Rector set, they test different parts.
Yeah, and here you could test that perfectly. So what did they get to test? All of big data got to test. The Googles, the Apples, the Facebooks. They got to set up all of their monitoring systems in China to meet their standards so they could create social scores for the Chinese. And then they took that same overlay, brought it over here, and now they're using it commercially and politically.
And then they lie to Congress, and it comes out today, even in Business Insider and Bloomberg, that they are lying to Congress. The arrogance.
Right. Right. And they will continue to lie to Congress as long as Congress doesn't prosecute people.
And that's my next question. The when I look, because I'm not super technical, but compared to the Congress, I go to these hearings, they don't know. They are like idiots. It's scary.
This is the biggest problem of all. In the earlier segment, we were talking about how technology determines which governments are powerful, which governments are strong. Think about a Congress without science. How many scientists do we have in the U.S. Senate? One doctor.
They're all a bunch of glad-handing lawyers.
Right. Most of them are. So you don't have the technical background. So here's what happens. They go into a closed hearing to deal with these technologies. They cannot take notes, they cannot take their staff, and they cannot discuss anything in those hearings outside of the hearing room. So here they are, uneducated, in science, unable to ask the right questions and demand the right answers, knowing whether they're lying or telling the truth. And these are the technologies of this century that decide whether governments are strong or weak around the world. Our congressmen, our senators.
And that's how you get a clapper 5 years ago. Yep. Saying we've never spied on anyone in the U.S. when everything's being spied on. No. I mean, it's like saying the sky's not blue. So what do we do? I mean, it's not like some elitist thing like, oh, my God, I know 10,000 times more than these senators. It's scaring me. It's not a good feeling.
Nope. And I would say this is a lot of them are just plain misinformed or uninformed. And so the key elements for me have always been try and provide information. And I always encourage people that have listened to me. Take the printed material, because all of ours is heavily footnoted, and when they have relationships with their congressmen, their senators, or people moving up, give them the material. It's well documented, well footnoted, it's not opinion pieces, and start to inform and recognize that every sovereign citizen has the ability to step in and take a little step in that direction.
So the Chi-Coms and the EU and these big corporations are way ahead of our governments. They've already launched this total AI takeover program. Looking at it, so you like to get into nuts and bolts, that's great, I do too, but at the end of the day, it looks more like an arms race towards technocracy, an arms race towards AI, where all these different factions are battling to get the best AI because they believe it'll give them life extension or the keys to the universe. Right. And it's almost like a crazy gold rush. Like we're saying, what's their master plan? Their master plan is keep us in la-la land while they invade the future.
Well, and here's the thing. It's almost a contrast. On the one hand, you have what we are as created human beings, what our latent capabilities are as human beings, which have been talked about. You know, 2,000 years ago, these capabilities were talked about. Then you have the technologies creating sort of the false gifts, if you will. Yeah, counterfeit. And so on the one hand, man wants to be what man has been created to be. But on the other hand, I don't think the globalists are...
No, I agree. They're telling us we're crap and failed and they're going to transcend us because they don't have access to that. And that's definitely true.
And when I look at leaders, I mean, I've met a lot of national leaders. I've met a lot of people in high position. In all of them, every one of them has a deep philosophy. And if you can get into that, if you can find out what their core is, then you can see how what they really truly manifest in the world. And it's really getting into the value systems, the base of a person, then how they project into the world and whether they carry that. And
let me ask you this, not to get into InfoWars, but why are they, because they're definitely upset about InfoWars.
Because it works. Because it works, because the public gets engaged, people who listen, 70 million listeners globally, more or less.
You know, that's a conservative number. Yeah, they've dialed us back. Yeah.
Yep. But when you look at that many people that become energized with knowledge that they can then act on, and because many of the hosts, many of us, give people some ideas of what you might be able to do even, you know, step into it, you know, contact people.
They don't like the empowerment.
That is really what it's about. Because when
we're empowering.
That's exactly it. That's the whole...
Because it's not a cult. We're saying, no, you're the leader.
Right. And this is the difference, is when people recognize that true leadership is an upside-down pyramid, all right? Leaders are on the bottom holding up each level as it goes. The way the globalists do it is the opposite. The guy at the top is pressing down the populations. It's exactly the opposite.
Well, exactly. The globalists think we're idiots because we want to empower the general public. That's where the real, all this, everything shows, that's where the real spark is.
Well, then go back to the founding fathers. It was about the individual. It's about the sovereignty of the individual. The gifts given by the creator to the individual that we got to express within our world, within our government. And look how much that's changed from a population that was geared towards building our own program in defense was not about defending someone else's interest. It was about defending our homes. And so we've gone from defending our homes and defending, our value systems to try and shoving certain value systems down other people's throat that truly don't represent the average American. And this is what I find also is when I travel, people like Americans. I don't care where you go. They like Americans generally. They don't like our government very much. Now, what does that tell you? This government does not reflect Americans very well. It doesn't reflect our character very well. It doesn't reflect our value systems and who we are very well.
And the whole left-right paradigm doesn't reflect it either.
No, it doesn't, because that is not what it was about. It was about invigorated debate. The press, this is why InfoWars still exists and why it's powerful, because that First Amendment that talked about freedom of the press, it wasn't about saying whatever you want. It was about keeping you informed so you could decide how this ship sails. So you could decide what was important in the government. And so you, as individuals, could decide.
Exactly. They don't want the general public putting in their 2 cents. And we're individuals. It's this paradox. I'm an individual collectivist. We have individualism. But then when we individually see what's right, we build a collective that's actually from the people that they fear, not the top-down false collective.
And that's exactly right. This is where it rises from the dust of who we are into the strength of who we are.
So they fear the group consciousness collective.
Absolutely. That is the key to our success right there, is plugging into who we are as individuals and expressing it together.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday access. season can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I do the weekday show. Then I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. You're in the middle of that right now. Dr. Nick Begich, awesome guy, best-selling author, scientist, one of the number one, probably the number one guy up front exposing the technocracy angle of this in the last 26, 27 years. He'll be on David Knight's show tomorrow. He'll be on my broadcast. He'll be on the War Room throughout the week with the shows we do from 8 a.m. Central till 6 at night. We're going to be adding new shows here very, very soon at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We're all over the map during the break, like, how is Trump still alive? Why the globalists hate him so much? How he's trying to release all of these secret technologies? who actually runs the globalists, how they keep it compartmentalized. Just get into all your top points here.
I would say, you know, when you start to think about globalism, it's a banker's cabal from my perspective. It's primarily economic interests, the big old families that like to keep everything.
Which then dehumanizes it, all sees us as human resource.
That's exactly it, and you hear it in the media.
But it puts us into these actuaries. That's why it so dehumanizes.
Right. We're reduced to consumers, taxpayers.
And why it's obsessed with getting us into a digital world government, which they admit, because then they really control us.
And Americans, whether we realize it or not, all the data that we have on us that has been collected and collated and warehoused is now, and we said this, it would come, that we would be able to sort that data, and now they can. So the idea of individual profiling is so precision and able to predict what you're going to do, where you're going to do it, how you're going to live. And I said in Friday's segment, you know, one of the ways to start to disrupt this system is do searches that are exactly the opposite of what you would normally do. Do 10 of them a day. And you start to mess up their ability to profile you accurately. And it's actually in your interest. I mean, think about the issues you're really interested in and then know your side of the story. But then take a look at the contrarian side. Just dive into it and pull that data in. So now you're better framed, A, for your own debate against those that have differing opinions of yours because you know their arguments, you know yours. Secondly, you throw the globalists off in terms of who you are and how to profile you because you're no longer doing what so many liberals did in dropping into their bubble world where all of a sudden the only thing they see is...
And instead of letting it all be a one-way scientific algorithm studying you, you start manipulating it or even telling it other stuff you want it to look at. Like I was sitting there this morning with some folks having breakfast in Fredericksburg with my wife and kids. We were looking at how Hitler crazily went and got Satan's seat out of Babylon, seat of Pergamon, and built it in those big Nazi speeches. He's saying, I'm Lucifer, I'm God. How crazy is that? But that's mainline history, folks. If you think I'm kidding, just type in Hitler, Satan's seat. And I said, what's something ridiculous? And there was a picture of Tom Selleck on the wall because he visited the restaurant. We said, let's all do searches with Tom Selleck now.
Right.
So we searched Satan's seat. Next, we did Tom Selleck. Sorry.
This is exactly it. You know, somebody somewhere is going to develop a computer program that you can just kind of run in the background. And see, this would be ideal. Have a computer program
running
in the back that's just sending out all these false searches all day long.
And we just saw Tom Selleck on the wall. We just said,
right.
Tom Selleck.
Right. And this is the kind of thing that messes them up. And you can't avoid it anymore. And when you think about, again, the shaping of culture, you cannot avoid it anymore. The idea of AI.
You see, we're individuals, but it's collective. I was doing that this morning, and you just said it.
Yeah, and here we are. And, you know, and this is how it actually works. This is the actual aspect of it, is you and I are joined as brothers in the work that we do, and just because of who we are as human beings, we all are. We just don't always recognize it. We don't always wake up to it.
And we get closer and closer synced as humanity moves to the next level.
And then, you know, you say left, and I go left, and you say right, and I go right, and I say right, and you're already there. Because we're in sync in it. And Ann and I had this discussion. She's traveling with me this week, and we had this discussion earlier today about the idea of how finely toned intuition is becoming. The more you listen to it,
Said this 20 years ago, and I'm like, okay, a little. It's happening. I can't believe it now. It's like you're either in sync or you're not.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And you know that segment I did with Rob Dew when I was down here the last time, where we really got into the meat of this, and it was one of the best segments that I ever did. And the feedback on that.
What was the name of it? We should put that back up.
It was Breaking the Zombie Trance. Dr. Nick Begich, Breaking the Zombie Trance. And it was great. I mean, in terms of explaining those details. And you know where it started? It started over dinner when you and I were talking that night and we were all having dinner. And I had said to you about, we were talking about trauma and how it changes us, how it alters us, how it makes us way different than otherwise we might be. In other words, the challenge.
But instead of being losers, we use the trauma for strength.
To learn from. And we just stopped by O. Henry's house here in Austin today. And there was a line that I read. And it was about when he went to prison here. And that's where he did his writing. That's where he changed in the worst of his life. He's in prison. He becomes the writer of the last century that produced so much great material. But it came out of his trauma. Where I changed in my life was when my dad disappeared. It changed me. It profoundly altered who I was.
You want to know who runs this?
I want to know. And I wanted to know then. And I wanted to also know what is the way through this. And I believe we're in that way through this. I think people are awakening around
the world. And wasn't your dad that was a congressman, but a good Democrat? What was it, old-fashioned Democrat? What was it he was doing wrong that made them so mad?
Well, he was doing a couple things. One, he was transferring national resources back to Native American population in Alaska. And over at that time, they wanted to give $20 million to settle this Native American claims.
What is worth trillions.
And what they turned into.
How much is it worth?
It's, unbelievable. Trillions and trillions. Okay, because what it turned into was 44 million acres, not 20, and it included the surface estate, the mineral rights, the water rights, and all rights that ran with the land. And so, and they got priority selection from all federal lands. So they got to go in and select and basically make sure that their treasury was intact and that they reclaimed some of the resources. The globalists didn't want it. And in fact, my dad in Congress, his freshman year in Congress, he got this passed. Unheard of, the biggest native land claims in American history, settling with over half of the Native American tribes recognized in the United States are in Alaska. So this was a huge, huge settlement. But what it did is transfer wealth. The biggest domestic companies in Alaska, Alaska-based companies, are those very native corporations that were formed then and grew and developed their resources. They produce billions
and
of
Trump's
dollars.
Been doing the same thing, saying we should get the people involved in Western wealth.
And you know,
not alluding to it. It's just amazing, though. Just to see how crazy this is.
And we have been fighting in Alaska for over 40 years for the opening of ANWR, and Trump did it. Trump did it in his first couple of years.
Well, we're going to go to break. You're going to be back this whole week getting the big picture,
right,
and who's behind it. But a few minutes, because I know you get attacked for, you know, you've been a Democrat, whatever, but you're independent. But Trump, I mean, why do they hate him so much?
They hate Trump because he is not part of their team. And he is actually delivering on his promises. And, I mean, he talked about the economy. He talked about trade. He renegotiated NAFTA in 3 months.
TPP. I love Tucker Carlson. But Tucker, a little wrong saying Trump didn't deliver on abortion or on getting totally rid of Obamacare. Trump's done all the other stuff's happened. I don't know how you expect him to.
You know, there's some things he's not going to be able to do. All right. And people have to acknowledge that. But the important things he is doing. He's dealing with immigration. He's dealing with taxation. I mean, the major overhaul in taxes that just happened. I mean, he finally is taxing U.S. corporations on their foreign income for the first time.
I'm not even that wealthy. My taxes went up, but I saw it go down for everybody that works here. Everybody else, I realized, God, this is like actually an old-fashioned Democrat. I mean, it was like he got rid of the property tax write-offs for people.
Right. Which he kept the ones for the average person, $10,000.
But like the Democrats that don't pay any tax, they put it in their $100 million house and just inflate the prices for everybody.
Right.
He killed that.
Right. And so
which hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really scares them.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I sat with my family on election night when Trump was elected, and my son and I voted for Trump. We were the only ones in our family, I think, that did.
Brothers was U.S. Senator all the way up.
Right. And we had the liveliest debates, I can tell you, that night. In fact, we felt like, okay, we're let this go, because I knew Trump was going to win. I knew when he filed he was going to win because of two reasons. One is he was a disruptor. People were looking for disruption of what was going on in the status quo. And secondly, he was authentic. I got to say, he can be an ass, but he's America's ass, and sometimes you need one. You need someone tough enough, hard enough, that will hammer back for a change instead of always backing off and falling down. And he's the one that is not backing down.
I was going to say, all these other lawyers and people can't handle it. Look, you're going to get a maniac bull that doesn't care.
That's right, but he's straightforward. He is who he is, and that's who America elected. Whether people like it or not, everybody.
Dr. Nick Begich is on fire, and he's in studio the next 3 days at Infowars.com/show. Final Sunday segment straight ahead, and then Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Nick Begich, you're going to be co-hosting for at least the next 3 days with us on the war. You're going to be on with David Knight show tomorrow, 8 a.m. You're going to be on about an hour into the show. You're about War Room tomorrow. We've got some big guests in studio too. I can't tell you about it, and even bigger stuff on Tuesday. And let me tell you, it's got the globalists upset. But I was saying, what should you tell people in this final segment about this battle for human will, the human soul, the human consciousness? That's what it's all about. And then you just brought up, so I'm going to go back to me, but you were bringing up listening to the show and the point you made on Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, and it was the fact that, the globalists have offered you opportunities. And at one, I remember you talking on the air about $10 million a year. And you said no, which was a signal to them that you're not corruptible. Something similar happened to my dad when Alyeska Pipeline Corporation came into his office and tried to bribe him. Now, that my dad was in his inner office, so his staff's all in the other room. They tried to bribe him. My dad was not a violent man. He was a very calm guy. But he literally picked the guy up by the back of his collar and the seat of his pants, and he skidded him across the Longworth Building hallway floor, which is about 20 feet wide, and told him they just about lost it because if it wasn't so important for Alaska, that would have been the end of that piece of legislation. But he was incorruptible, and that was the same thing that they realized about you. So what is the solution? The solution is to try and silence your speech. And this is why it is so critically important right now for listeners of this program to support this program, to look at the info store and look what's held there and what's sold there, because these are the ways that this thing stays on. It doesn't happen by itself. It happens because this is your network. This is your information.
But expanding on that, it's just them speaking out. They don't want InfoWars because it's populist and it's pro-human. These globalists want to shut it all down.
That's right. And you're just the first. I mean, you're going to see this come against everyone. And this is why even some of the strong liberal scholars are starting to talk about the fact that this can't happen in America. Freedom of speech is about being able to say what we want. People do not have a right to not be offended.
Well, don't you love how, though, when they come after us, they always misrepresent what we said?
Absolutely, every time.
They edit it, they say, like, it's never what we said.
No, they never give you enough time. They never give you the full scoop. They only take that, the satire. I mean, it's actually satire when you're delivering it, and they try to make it sound like it's some
statement. Well, let me ask you this
statement.
You've studied the technocrats. You said, don't worry about chemicals. It's the electromagnetic that they're really doing. The Chinese government with their 5G, the arrest of the head of this company with chips and all the phones. I mean, we're in a total war. I don't even know that behind the scenes there's a huge war for this country to even survive. What would you quantify that as? And how do these mad scientists, how do they communicate? How do they interface? How do they run this system?
A lot of them don't even see it. They're just in their little knothole looking at their little piece of
puzzle. Because they're only following mathematics. It's sociopathic.
Yeah, they're just looking at it. And actually, sociopathic behaviors in leadership is not uncommon. In fact, there were some studies.
It's rewarded.
Yeah, in fact, it is rewarded because they're the ones who are, unfortunately, the head of many companies, the heads of many banks, and the heads of many governments. And this
so because they're totally cold-blooded and go bottom line, which means cutting out other people's free market systems, then that's how they get ahead.
That's exactly it. It's about stomping on the other guy on your way up and using people as stepping stones. And so many of these folks, and this is where the dehumanization of it has happened, we are divinely created as human beings to do something in this world. And it has to do with stewardship. It has to do with our fundamental obligation.
Well, it's a test. Well, you're a smart guy. Yes. What is human's ultimate mission?
I think it is a test. You know, this is about a test of who we are. At the same time, it's our opportunity to demonstrate.
Pretty obvious. We're on a planet way out in the middle of nowhere. We're given incredible power.
And we're learning. We're here to learn. And we learn through our trauma, through our problems, through our errors. This was a message of forgiveness, for goodness sakes. This is the idea of falling down, standing up, and straightening out. You know, it's about being responsible, being accountable.
So the people taking over and trying, going, oh, my God, humans have incredible potential. Let's wall it off, dumb them down so we get it. They're failing the test.
That's exactly it. Because if they keep you in this constant state of fear and anxiety, you cannot reach your higher states of awareness, your higher states of consciousness. What divinely has been created in us cannot manifest in fear. That's why when the angel arrives, the first message out of the angel's mouth,
fear not.
Fear not.
Let me expand on that. People see what I do, kind of frank, and think, oh, he's scared. It's the opposite. I intellectually and spiritually make a decision. I see it's right. Then I get frantic, like your house is on fire, warning you, get out of it, it's on fire.
Right.
And people think, oh, he's trying to push fear. No, it's the opposite. It's a message of not fear.
It's a warning. It's a warning. Okay? And so the balance between that is sometimes difficult. You know, you and I have very different styles, but we have the same message. And so some listeners can hear my message, and others can't. They can hear yours. This is why it takes a core of people, and that's what this network is.
I just can't believe that more people don't. It's such an easy choice, pro-human, pro-future versus globalism, that you can just, the stench is just.
But, you know, it overwhelms a lot of people. Think about how most of us work. You know, everybody's working all day. They come home, they're tired.
And they don't want to hear about some big, giant global cabal they got to fight.
Nope. They're watching entertainment TV, right? I mean, think about the junk on television, how hard it is to sort through anything worthwhile. But it's basically to divert, to distract.
Just jamming.
It's just jamming. Exactly what it is. You could call it jamming. It's the best word for it. Because even the advertising. Think about it. It's talking about how you smell. It's talking about your breath. It's talking about,
oh, your hair fell out. Women don't want you.
Right, right. All this stuff. And it generates anxiety, fear, and questioning your self-image, questioning who you are as a human being. Those are all important things. But stepping beyond that and knowing that we are created divinely, perfectly, and we need to start to recognize, fall more into that of who we are.
Once
and resist.
We get the timelessness and the definitely our data, who we are, goes on forever. It's not even a debate about it. We know inherently that takes the power away from them.
It does, because the fear is gone. when you know this is a snapshot between short interviews.
So how do you deal with the fear of not delivering? Because I'm not afraid of them killing me or taking everything. I am afraid of not doing enough to stop them.
You and I have had this discussion. I had it with you at that restaurant a year and a half ago, and I remember it clearly. And what I would say, Alex, is you run 110% all the time. God doesn't require it of us. 90% is good enough because God wants that 10% reserved for you to lift you up. And so I would say this. We do our best. That's all this ever requires, not always succeeding. It's doing our best. And I know that about Alex Jones. Every day he does his best. And given that 10%.
I think that's what they hate, though, is that they know that we have feelings. And they claim we're weak because we have feelings. No, we're alive because we have
feelings. We are human beings. And we feel all of those emotions. And that's what makes us human beings. That's what makes every one of us human beings.
So then who are these corporate guys? They don't even have feelings.
They don't have it because they've lost their compassion, they've lost touch with who they are. You know the intuition I was talking about earlier that we don't listen to? If you quit listening to it, that's also your conscience. That's the part that tells you right and wrong, what you should and shouldn't do. When you turn it off enough, it no longer registers. That's a sociopath. So feeling, knowing who you are, expressing your emotions freely, this is what makes us human.
I agree, but what happens then when you always answer it and it turns up and then it's like a big antenna drawn all in? Then that's what's crazy.
Well, and it happens, but here's what also happens. You know, it's moths to the light, right? Something else I've heard from man is moths to the light. You know, you're a bright spot in the world, they attract all of this nonsense because it is attractive.
Let me ask this in closing, and you're going to come back this whole week and have time to work. You can do whole videos if you want to hear just yourself talking, because I want people to hear what you have to say. Certainly the energy of the Earth is going off the chart right now. I can't even handle it. I mean, you call it what you want, it's like, it is wild right now. What would you call it? The quickening you predicted, but it's here.
Oh, yeah, it's here. And I would say it's a reflection both of our own consciousness and what's happening. When you see disruption in people, you'll see disruption in the planet. These things are all connected. There are no systems separated, and science shows that to us today. So as human beings express all of this negative emotion, you're going to see a lot of things within the Earth, traumatic things within the Earth. I just went through a 7.0 earthquake in Alaska. And the biggest message for us in Alaska is, within 3 days, we were all up and running. Before the afternoon was done, the grocery stores were opening and the gas stations were running. And within a week, people were back in school because we know what trauma is in this realm and we can overcome it, just like people with hurricanes in the South and other places. But we are in.
And notice the globalists try to create, they try to remove overt trauma, but covert trauma to control us. They don't want people to interfere.
No, they don't want to connect. And here's what happens in those traumas. We connect with one another. All of a sudden, all the political stuff goes away and we recognize each other on our foundational who we are as divine humans. We begin to help each other.
By the way, I tried 3 times during the break to get you to plug. You won't. We sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. People can go to EarthPulse.com and get your DVDs, your books, all of it. It's amazing information. We want the real science, mind control. When you come back this week, they just declassified more mind control.
Right.
MK Ultra. So we're proven right yet again.
Hey, I appreciate being on with you, and
I appreciate
everything you guys do.
Hey, let me hear a prediction. Are we going to take Trump out, or is it up to us?
I think it's up to us to continue to support this man as much as we can, to try and get him the information he needs. I think that's the biggest thing, because he's got a lot of feed coming in, and he needs information.
What you just said, the enemy admit they most fear our information getting to him.
That's right.
Because they say, God, he sees InfoWars, or he just goes with it because he already knows it.
Yep, and because it hits him in his core. And he's someone who acts on what he knows. And sometimes it's like, okay, it's all over the map. But once he knows, he acts.
That's right.
And it scares him.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.